Dateline Washington, Wednesday, October 15th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the McCain strategy. We'll preview tonight's third and final presidential debate, first from the Republican perspective, and we're joined by Mike Duncan, chairman of the Republican National Committee. How does McCain reverse the recent Obama momentum? How does he take the upper hand on an economic issue which voters are clearly giving to Obama right now? And should McCain go after some of Obama's questionable previous relationships? Also in this edition, the Obama strategy. We'll talk with Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for the Washington Times, who has been covering the Obama campaign from the start. We'll ask her what Barack Obama's strategy will be. Will he try to sit on his lead? Will he try to be aggressive and go after John McCain in tonight's final encounter before Election Day? Plus, the slugfest for the Senate in Minnesota. Comedian Al Franken is challenging Republican incumbent Senator Norm Coleman, and the polls have it neck and neck. We'll take a look inside that race with Kevin Dukeshire of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And same congressional seat, new scandal. Tim Mahoney, a Democrat, won a traditionally Republican congressional seat in Florida after the Mark Foley scandal 2 years ago. Now, after a mistress and alleged payments to that mistress to keep her quiet, Mahoney is in a major scandal of his own. All that plus the day in Congress and in business follows Wednesday's headlines, and stocks took a nosedive today following Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's comments that turmoil in the credit markets poses a significant threat to the economy. The Dow plunging 733 points Wednesday to close at 8,578. The S&P 500 tumbled 90 points to 908. The NASDAQ lost 151 points to close Wednesday's trading at 1628. Oil prices dropping $4.09 to $74.54 per barrel. That's the lowest number for the price of a barrel of oil in more than a year. And after today's losses and those minimal losses on Tuesday, the record Dow point gain of Monday is nearly all but evaporated. President Bush still talking about the dicey economic situation today. He says that the government is doing the right things at the right time to deal with this crisis. He says the $700 billion bailout and the steps taken by the Fed and his administration since that time will eventually get this country back on solid financial footing.
All aiming to restore confidence in our financial systems. All aiming to make sure that the, you know, the folks out there that are watching their 401ks decline know that the government is taking strong action to get this crisis over with so we can get this economy back on its feet again.
In addition to breaking even on that $700 billion of taxpayer money fronted up to buy some of those bad assets right now in the financial sector, President Bush says if things go right, taxpayers will actually make money on this deal.
And it's likely, not only, by the way, that we'll not only get get most of the money back, but in some cases actually make it more money.
The president also says there needs to be a fundamental difference in how we look at the financial sector. He says when companies go bad, there should be no more golden parachutes for CEOs paid for by the U.S. taxpayers.
Finally, I want to assure the folks out here that we're not going to be using your taxpayers' money to, you know, enrich female sewers. That we're going to protect your money, help you get it back. But people aren't going to be able to have a golden parachute as a result of your hard work and money going to help provide stability in our financial system.
The crisis on Wall Street as well as Main Street is going to likely be a major topic of conversation in this evening's third and final presidential debate between Senators John McCain and Barack Obama. With both candidates studying up for tonight's debate, which is exclusively on domestic issues, the vice presidential candidates were out there today with Sarah Palin on the Republican side trying to create a distinction between the two candidates and their plans. Palin says John McCain's is the right approach.
Instead of just giving more billions of tax dollars to the Wall Street bankers and the brokers who got us into this mess, John has a plan to help America's workers because they're the ones who make our economy run, not the guys that got us in this mess.
Palin also says Barack Obama's plan would put us deep in debt and he won't admit that he has to raise taxes to pay for it.
Government already spends too much, and he now wants to spend almost $1 trillion more in new government spending, but he won't bother to tell you where that money's going to come from. America is deep in debt, and he's going to get us even deeper in debt.
Mornings later. For now, that's a look at Wednesday's headlines.